This is a CHOI news report. Violent crime in several Vancouver Island communities is on the rise, according to new numbers from Statistics Canada. Warren Silver, an analyst with Statistics Canada, says that's part of a broader trend.
What you're seeing in Nanaimo is similar, I think, across the country. So especially with like violent crime, everything kind of peaked in like the mid to late 90s. And then, kind of went down, and then we saw like crime increasing again, especially violent crime. And violent crime is something that we're really tracking right now because we've seen increases in quite a lot of places. So it's not unusual what we're seeing in Nanaimo.
In Nanaimo, the Violent Crime Severity Index went up slightly in 2022 by 1.3% after an increase of 43% in 2021. It is currently at the highest level since the measurement, which gives more weight to severe crimes, started to be used in 1998. The city with the highest rate of violent crime in British Columbia is Williams Lake, which saw a 72% increase in the Violent Crime Severity Index last year. Silver cautions that smaller communities will have more volatility in the crime indexes as it takes fewer serious crimes to make big changes.
When you're talking of smaller communities, whether it's smaller municipalities on the island or, entire territories, you have smaller numbers. And because of that, like one or two difference can make a huge difference and more fluctuation in the rate. So say, for example, you have a small municipality on the island and there's one homicide that happens. Because the population is so small, that's going to have a huge impact, whereas that would have a lot less of an impact in a big urban center.
Nanaimo ranks 21st for violent crime in the province and is 5th on Vancouver Island, while Port Alberni remains the most violent city on the island, a position it's held since 2016 when it surpassed Victoria. The community with the least violence on Vancouver Island in 2022 was Qualicum Beach, which saw a 38% drop in the Violent Crime Severity Index. Lauren Mays, a professor in criminology at Vancouver Island University, says it's important to not only look at how many crimes are being committed in a community, but also who is most likely to commit those crimes.
The majority of people commit crimes between the ages of, 14 and anywhere between 24 and 34, depending on when you're really diving into the stats there. But generally, people engage in crime when they're in their adolescent period, when they're kind of figuring out rules and boundaries and things like that. And so for most people, engagement in crime is really limited to those teenage and young adult years. So it's very important to think about, well, how much of a population is actually in their prime crime committing years, you could say, at any given time. When we look at some of the drops in crime that happened across North America in the 2000s, let's say, after it peaked in the mid to late 90s, a lot of that can be attributed to the demographics of people aging out of crime and there being fewer people in the younger generation after them. And so we need to think about whether some of the rise in crime that we have been seeing might be attributed to demographics. Is that the case here? I'm not sure. I've not evaluated that thoroughly, but it's something that is always important to keep in mind when looking at crime statistics.
Silver says that specific types of crime are driving the increases on Vancouver Island.
Some of the violations that are driving the higher CSI on Vancouver Island include making or distributing child pornography. So that's one that we're seeing more of an increase in. So it could be that there's more cracking down on it or more of it being reported or caught. This is police reported numbers. So this is numbers that police have investigated and, substantiated and reported to us at StatsCan, as well as increases in breaking and entering and mischief. Some violations that are driving the violent CSI are increases in sexual assault level 1, robbery, uttering threats, and assault level 2.
Nanaimo saw 4 homicides in 2022, down 1 from 2021, resulting in 3 people being charged. Assaults in Nanaimo were up by 3% last year, with 857 incidents, 285 involving a weapon, and 11 aggravated assaults. There were 34 assaults against police officers in Nanaimo last year, a 37% drop from 2021. Meanwhile, there are 130 cases of sexual assault, including one of aggravated sexual assault and one with a weapon causing bodily harm, a 1% increase with 43 people charged. 29 children in Nanaimo were victims of sexual violations in 2022, down from 47 in 2021, with 7 people charged. Nanaimo had 12 incidents involving a firearm in 2022, the same number as 2021. Mays says the solution to increasing crime is to address its root causes.
I think it's really difficult when communities hear, oh, the crime rate's going up here, to not want to get even more defensive or divisive and have an us versus them mentality and say, well, we need to be harder on people. Where if we were really thinking about the root causes of crime and wanting to minimize that in the long term, I think that we really need to focus on the kind of social determinants of health and of crime, like poverty, like intergenerational trauma, like unequal access to nutritious food and clean drinking water and strong education and a loving community.
For CHOI News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.